Conversation time. Are we doing the Ignorant Gamer podcast?
Yeah.
Number two.
Yep.
Dose.
Except for this time, it's not a test.
Yeah, this
no,
is
it's
regular.
Not a test. For real.
It's just a conversation.
We actually have a list of things to talk about rather than just one.
We're official. I'm Rick.
No, we're not official yet. We need a clipboard.
Shut up. I'm Rick.
I'm Charlie.
And I need a clipboard.
Yes, we do.
He's Joey.
Yeah, that. And I'm Joey. All right, so our first thing is...
All right, so we wanted to talk about the Ubisoft recently announced that they're going to delay the long-planned Wii U exclusive of Rayman Legends to make it go multi-platform weeks before its actual release date.
It's not even that far away. It's like 1 week away.
Yeah, it was. But when they announced it was like 2 weeks away.
Okay.
And then they said,
I assume
"Oh, hey,
weeks is plural,
never
mind. Right?
We're gonna release it in September instead, after having their developers, their employees on overtime already for so long."
All right. Well, I'm not gonna play the game.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna play it.
I have no intent
to buy it.
I do, but that's me.
I know. I've never been into Rayman, but the thing that really gets me is the game is done. It's fucking done.
Yep.
See, I think that's a stupid idea. I mean, like, if I just got done finishing this, I'm not going to say, we should wait to release it.
No.
And it, even though this is currently non-profit,
we
should
what
wait
gets me,
to release it.
What gets me is that Nintendo is making a humongous effort to make this a third-party centric platform.
So, they need.
I mean...
Because they need it, yeah.
I want your guys' opinion. Even though this is a Wii U exclusive,
previous
exclusive, do you think they're going to make PS Move connect-enabled features?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So you think they're going to put this off, or they're putting this off for another 6 to 8 months just to add Kinect features and PS Move features regular Wii features?
Maybe, but the whole thing seems like a fucking waste of money.
I think they should just release it and then do that.
Yeah.
All right. So getting back to my point is it was supposed to be a Wii U exclusive. It was supposed to be basically a sign to third-party developers that, hey, you can successfully make a game on this new console for Nintendo. But the problem is that apparently Ubisoft sees that as not an issue anymore, because for the most part, third parties have already pushed their games out of the launch window, which the launch window by Nintendo ends in March.
That long?
Yeah.
I would say the launch window is what games came out with the console.
No, well, there's the launch day, and then there's the launch window.
Personally,
that's something that was explained to me too.
Okay.
That's why. What game was I talking about? What game was it? Lost Planet. That's why it was considered a launch game, even though it wasn't on launch day.
Okay.
So this effectively pushes out every single third-party game out of the Wii U launch window. Except for maybe Zombie U.
Because that was a massive success.
In Nintendo's terms, it was. It's actually coming out with its own Wii bundle now. Wii U bundle.
What the fuck are they going to bundle with that? Zombie brains?
I don't know.
Put your fucking Wii U pad in a zombie brain phone case.
I was actually walking through GameStop. We'll get to this later. I was walking through GameStop, and they have a bunch of those old steering wheels and stuff now they're selling.
Yeah.
They're just in plastic bags for $5 now. Ridiculous. That shit was up there for $20-$30 a pop.
That's stupid.
$5 now. This stuff's gonna happen again.
But with the fucking the Rayman thing, the game's already done, and all the people who are upset that it's been pushed back, they were gonna buy it.
Yep, they were. And
they don't give a shit about the console ports.
Yeah, no.
You know? And I don't think anyone on PS3 or Xbox gives a shit about the game either.
The only profit I can see about this is, You know what? And this is in the terms of if they just release the game when they're supposed to and then work on it later and then we'll re-release it later. Yeah, I played this game at so-and-so's place, but I don't have the money for a Wii U, but I do want to support a developer. So I'm going to buy the game because I have a Kinect, you know? That's awesome. I'll play the game because I like the game and I don't want to have to go out and buy a Wii U. There's no other games out there that I would want to play. That type of scenario. And I've been to that scenario before. Not with that game, not with anything else
Do you
that
really
I can
think this
recall.
game being on those two systems is gonna, do you think the sales are gonna justify the delay?
I
Because I don't
personally
think they
do.
will.
I personally do, because Rayman Origins did exceptionally well. Exceptionally
I
well.
think if they release it now, they're gonna make more money than if they release it later with
Well,
the
they're gonna
bundle. I agree
start
with that
making
too.
money earlier.
I agree with that too. The argument that was given to me
I think the total outcome would be more.
for justifying this is that it will hinder sales later on when they actually release it for Xbox and PlayStation, which I don't see that happening because there are quite a few Xbox exclusives that were exclusive for 3 or 4 months, maybe as long as this one will be, because this one's going to be would have been exclusive for 7 months, that did well on PS3 as well
And
for
Mass
what
Effect
PS3 was.
was one of them, I think.
I think so.
Well, I know it was an Xbox exclusive, and then within the past 2 years, they released it on PS3, and I imagine it did well.
Well, yeah, they're releasing a trilogy pack for PS3 and PC now.
They didn't have one
Yeah.
already? It didn't come
Are
out
th
with the Xbox one?
they may have, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't recall. I didn't pay enough attention to, Mass Effect.
You should have. Great game.
But
Oh, I heard.
I don't see why that would be a as big of an issue as people are making it out to be, especially because this was supposed to be a Wii U exclusive to begin with. Why would they, why would you hinder that if you're planning it all the way up until 2 weeks before release? I mean, that has to be what, at least, especially because they probably already have the dev kit, that has to be at least 2 years of development. Up till 2 weeks, you could have decided that at any point in development, but you decide 2 weeks before.
That's what kills me. The game is done.
Yep.
That's what I
The
think it.
Wii U version is complete.
I think it just numbs down to bad management. That's just. It's like we're gonna do this, and it's gonna stay that way. And then 2 weeks before we're about to change everything, they're like, everyone's ready, everyone's amped to do it. Nah. We're
Yeah.
gonna put it off because we want it to be more open for everybody.
Oh, yeah, and get this. The Ubisoft's response to the fan backlash on it. We're gonna give you an exclusive demo.
Ooh, demo.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
An
But the demo
exclusive
isn't even
demo.
coming now.
Nope.
It's coming months down the line.
Yep.
Right, like
And
2 months before release or something.
technically they already have the demo done too, because that's been on the Wii U test consoles since they released that.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't I play the demo at GameStop?
Yeah. I played that shit at Best Buy.
Yeah.
The whole
I
thing just
played it at
seems like
both.
a
Giant
upper
cop
level
out.
fuck up.
I think there's reasons out there that they just don't want to tell us. We're just gonna use this as a pretty good ploy.
But I mean, did you see even
So,
the Rayman creator boycotted it and was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
no, I didn't see that,
He
but
went to if I recall correctly, he went to the gates of Ubisoft Montpellier or whatever it's called
right.
with a sign that says Rayman Legends on Wii U, do it. Don't be an asshole. I
Yeah.
mean, that's paraphrasing, but
I mean, seriously,
that's a real time quote.
Yeah, I
that's
was
like
there in
telling a
person.
kid, hey, we're gonna take a trip to Disney World. We're
That's
gonna
like
take a
postponing
trip.
Christmas.
Yeah, no,
You
we're
can't
gonna
bring
take
up
a
my
trip
past.
to pay, telling someone. Oh God, I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Joey.
It was a joke. No, it
We're
wasn't a
telling a
joke.
kid,
That actually happened to me, but
telling a kid
irrelevant. It stood on my
for
scar.
a year that they're gonna go to Disney World. They're gonna go to Disney World. They're gonna go to Disney World. We already have it planned. We're gonna go to Disney World. We
I'm
have it all
telling them the
done.
date.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then 2 weeks before, in fact, even
And
on
then.
the way there, you turn around. You're like, nope, not anymore.
It's like, oh
Sorry.
yeah, it's gonna be
So
another year.
see, for me, it's like, yeah, we're gonna go to Universal. It's on the way. We're gonna go to Universal. We're gonna hang out. It's gonna be awesome. Sweet. And I'm like, we just passed Universal. Oh yeah, we're not gonna be going.
What?
You could have told me that before I
So
accepted to
Joey's
go with
actually
you.
lived this. Joey has actually physically lived this.
That sucks. Okay, so I just looked up...
That could be the spout of my not care for any amusement park now, by the way.
Theme parks? Fuck them.
Care about them. I have no interest.
I kind of fell out of favor with theme parks myself.
I'm going to be honest. Them. You could buy me a video game for the same price. And it'll
supply
me
with... cheaper.
You could buy me two video games for the same price.
Well, it depends on where you go. Busch Gardens is about the same.
You could buy me video games for the same price, equivalent of theme park price, and I will have minimal 8 hours of fun.
That's guaranteed. Even if it's a piece of shit like
Dark
Messiah.
Or my money back.
Or your money back. Okay, so I looked up the developer of Rayman Legends. They're responsible for Zombie U.
Are they?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all, actually.
No, well, they're making shitty decisions like this? No, I'm not surprised. Zombie U.
So, let's put a decent console that has potential out.
Zombie
and
U,
Peter Jackson's King Kong.
So, you know, Zombie U apparently got very good review scores, though.
It doesn't matter. We have a shitty developer with a shitty management situation going on
out
there.
For what it was, that's what I was told.
I mean, the idea was cool. As far as I know, the execution was... subpar, but
well, I mean, it was the first third
I think
party
it'd be more
game
fun to watch
on a
someone
Nintendo
skilled
system
play it
in a long time
than to actually play
you
it
know?
Firsthand.
I would cut it a break, and it seems like most people did too.
No, I'm not cutting anyone a break.
Nintendo's just trying to get back in the game.
Yeah, Nintendo should have known better. Don't fuck around.
Don't fucks with me, man.
No, hey, everyone else is doing HD. Check out our motion controller.
Ooh,
yeah,
so
real fun.
So
let me
I have
break
a question.
Out my CRT TV so I can play this.
So I have a question.
Hell yeah, dude.
Do you think with recent Ubisoft events, rather this is whether this is related to other parts of Ubisoft or not, do you think that there's parts of Ubisoft that are starting to nice.
I agree with him.
That are starting to fail?
Well, let's look at it this way. The developer in question is French.
Like, actual in France?
Yeah, not French-Canadian. They're French.
Okay.
So, I think that's the problem.
Let's look at Leisure Suit Larry one more time.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a low blow.
Like, Ubisoft Montreal, I've never had any gripe with them. They've always put it, oh, I know, I have had gripes with them.
Yeah, recently, just
Assassin's
like,
Creed 3 kind of pissed me off.
Recently, Ubisoft, anything
nearly
as well as it used to be.
I liked Assassin's Creed 3, but the ending was so expected, but so not expected.
I haven't finished it.
I don't know, I'm thinking maybe the problem with Ubisoft is that they have their hands in too many pots right now.
And they can't decide which one to work on first.
Like, they've got so many studios.
Yeah,
which they just acquired more from THQ, right? Didn't they buy some?
Yeah, they the one that that Patrice I can't even
Patrice
Desolé?
O'Neil,
Desolé,
the big black guy.
Desolé, that's how you say it. I finally figured it out. Patrice Desolé was in. I don't remember which studio that was.
But I mean, you played From Dust, right?
Parts of it, yes.
Parts of it. That was the one like you were waiting on. Play. You're super excited.
The one where you can pick up the earth and shit.
Yeah.
And
okay, that was also Montpellier.
That one's a pretty good one.
I mean,
they might be,
they've got a real hit or miss track record, it seems, because like
they did all of Ubisoft.
They did Beyond Good and Evil,
which is a very cult classic.
And then right after that, they did Peter Jackson's King Kong.
Oh, like
which
how
I
long,
heard had five achievements.
2 years.
2 years. Oh, wow.
And then after that, they did Raving Rabbids.
Didn't Peter Jackson's King Kong have five achievements worth 200 each?
I don't know. I didn't play it. I played the other game with five achievements worth 200 each.
Avatar?
Damn Avatar. Right. I have no remorse and no regrets. That was worth it.
Should be a... It's like one of those Achievement Hunter specials. Watch, just get all of these in one go.
Yeah, no, it literally takes 5 minutes.
I know.
I didn't believe it, and then I did it, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me, that's it? I'm done?
That's insane.
I brought the game back to Blockbuster, which, I mean, that feels like digging up dinosaur bones now, saying that. Because they went out quick.
Speaking of, for you, I know you like Best Buy. But they're on their way out too.
No, it's not that I like Best Buy.
What do you mean out?
They're quickly on their way out, like as far as not existing anymore.
Well, that's a really good segue into one of our other topics. But before we go there, it's not that I like Best Buy or I'm a fan of Best Buy.
It's just the only thing it's out there. It's just
that Best Buy has the things I want that I can drive to.
Yeah, that's one of the things about the company Best Buy that I like.
Yeah, see, we don't live in San Diego.
Yeah, I hate the company.
Yeah.
I think the company's a piece of shit. But it's convenience. They have things that I want. And I can get
people
to them.
And people are not using that convenience anywhere. They find online more convenient, which is why Best Buy's prices have skyrocketed so much.
I had Amazon Prime. I find Prime.
It convenient to have shit mailed mm-hmm. to me.
I had Amazon Prime for a while with the college account because it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. I was ordering shit from Amazon all the time. It was free 2-day shipping.
Right.
You know, as long as I ordered it before Thursday, I'd get it. But since I lost that, I don't want to pay $20 to get the same shipping.
Right.
So I would rather spend $5 in gas. So you were
spoiled.
I was.
Good shipping.
I was totally spoiled by it.
That's awesome.
So I went back to, guess I'm going to go to Best Buy, which for us is a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
Because we don't live in a built-up fucking area.
See, even in where my parents live.
The only fucking blockbuster in a fucking 50-mile radius is gone, too.
Yeah, dude, that's gone. It's either Redbox or nothing.
Redbox or Netflix.
We have a shitty GameStop.
Well, Netflix doesn't rent games.
No, they don't.
Redbox.
Gamefly does, too.
A decent GameStop.
I had Gamefly for a little while. Did you guys?
No.
I never tried it.
Oh, my God.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
I heard it was good at first, and then as it gained popularity, they couldn't handle it, basically.
The big problems were new games, you couldn't get them. And...
Well, I mean, that same shit happens with the Netflix, and you've seen the, I've watched the Black Ops 2 release. I've seen, like, 4 or 5 things on Reddit where the discs are gone.
I did see that.
With the paper and the code.
Yeah. But
wow.
I did have a lot of luck with Redbox getting new games, like, a day after release. Like, Hitman Absolution, Redbox, day after release. Dishonored was another one, Assassin's Creed 3. Very recently. But Gamefly, once you finally got a game that you could get, it took forever to get delivered.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, they had a distribution center.
So it's like one of those, oh yeah, I did order that.
Kinda. Or like when you're super stoked about it and you're waiting on it and you're like,
where the fuck is it?
It's not here today. Especially because the distribution center was in Tampa.
That's like
3 hours away.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't make any sense.
And it would take like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because of...
No, I can see it taking 2 days. 3 hours
away is my parents. And like I get asked all the time, do you want to Express mail? I don't have to because it will get there the next day as long as I get it in before 5.
Unless you're getting something from Gamefly. I could have driven to Tampa and picked it up from their fucking distribution center faster than they mailed it to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, I can see a minimum of 2 days for that type of mailing because it's got to go through Daytona first and then here. So it usually makes 1 day stop.
I would say 3 days is acceptable.
3 days is
that's
acceptable.
That's what the average for Netflix always was, no matter where
Netflix
I was.
Netflix was always super fast for me.
No matter where I was in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, and it still came in 3 days.
That's awesome.
No, Netflix was really good about it.
See, I never got any of that stuff. I've never even encountered Netflix fucking stream until you brought it on my
about
Xbox.
Me?
Yeah.
I still mooch off my parents. My family doesn't use it. My mom makes me pay for my phone, but she refuses to let me pay for Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't even use Netflix anymore.
They don't use Netflix. They
we get free
she
Netflix.
Refuses. My dad is asking her to cancel Netflix, but she won't let them because I still use it.
So she won't let you pay between, I'll guess $60 and $80 for your phone.
It's 25.
Or no, she'll make you pay that. 25?
Yeah, it's 25.
Yeah. good deal there, damn.
Because of she pays the plan.
And you just pay your extra?
And I'm just an extra line that only costs her an extra $25. So that's all I pay her.
That's what I do with my parents. But $8? No.
That's probably why. That's probably why, though. It's probably only $8, so it doesn't care. She doesn't care.
Here's the funny thing, though. I go back to my parents' house, and I leave with a shopping bag full of food every day. Every time I come back.
Every time.
Every time. She'll walk up, and she'll hand me a shopping bag, and she'll be like, follow me. I'm like, okay. She's like, do you want this? Sure. Do you need chicken? No, I'm good on chicken.
Have it
anyway.
Do you want
this? Yeah, here, have some anyway. I'm like, but I don't. Okay, fine.
That's the Italian thing.
Do you need eggs? I guess. I mean, you can give me whatever you want. I'm not gonna just go through your fridge and take your stuff. She's like, it's okay. We have 4 freezers. I'm like, I know we have 4 freezers. I used to live here.
It's like, ooh yeah, go America. 4 freezers.
Next time you come over, I want to teach you how to cook venison. I'm like, okay.
Canadians have freezers everywhere, though. They one up us there.
I don't think she realizes I know how to cook venison. I did live in the mountains.
No, it's
you
not.
You live inside of a mountain?
That's not. There's a certain way to cook it so it doesn't get too gamey.
I didn't think I did it that bad.
I don't know. Venison is pretty good. I had it once.
Venison's fucking delicious, dude.
I had it in the mountains.
She just wants to show me. She knows. Venison sausage. Because anyone can cook venison. It's almost indifferent from fucking cooking steak. Okay? But it's a gamier meat. And there's a certain way to cook it.
Different. At the core, anyone can cook anything.
Yeah.
All you really need is fire.
Yeah. A heat source. Get rid of those
and the
bacteria.
Meat. You need the meat to cook it.
All right. Should we go into our segue that we're way past now?
Yeah, the segue that we completely fucked up.
We went from theme parks to venison, like, boom.
All right, so Best Buy going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, okay.
Also, this week, I think, like, yesterday, the day before.
I actually think it was today.
Maybe. I don't
know. Valentine's Day.
Valve has layoffs.
Oh, that's not the segue I was going into, but that works too.
Oh, which one are you going to? Oh, GameStop closing stores. Which one do you want to start first? We have Valve layoffs and closing stores.
GameStop's probably quicker.
Okay. So we're going to go into GameStop closing 250 stores.
250. Which is surprising, but
time
not.
Time out. They only have 5 employees per store anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's not cutting too many jobs.
It's not cutting that many jobs, but
not like the 25.
I think
we
have like 5 employees plus a manager.
But I just think the timing is interesting.
Why do you say that?
Because just last podcast we talked about the possible always on connection for no used games.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So whether it's true or not, I just think the timing
is
interesting.
That's what came to my mind first is, are they closing just because of the rumors of no more used games? It's like, oh, we should be careful.
No, I actually think sales for GameStop, there has been a lot of contempt for GameStop recently.
There's always been contempt for GameStop.
I hate GameStop.
Yeah, nobody
but
likes
before,
GameStop.
But before,
I only
no one was acting
on
it.
It's the only place that
but
actually
now,
works with games.
Now yep. Places like Walmart, Amazon, and Best Buy. Because, oh yeah, another thing I was going to say about Best Buy is that Best Buy is not going to go out. They're just going to move to online. They're doing very well at that.
Online?
Yeah. As far as most of their sales are from online.
We just pre-ordered Tomb Raider on Best Buy Online.
Now, if I'm going to buy anything online, it's going to be Amazon.
We actually pre-ordered Tomb Raider from Best Buy because we like the pre-order bonus better.
Really? The thing that they're going to give to you in 2 months anyways?
They never do.
You?
Not pre-order bonuses. I've not seen any.
They sell it to you for $5, $10.
$5 and you get all the pre-order bonuses.
Why would I spend $5 when I can just pre-order it there?
Because you can get all of them.
Yeah. Like,
anyway.
You remember when the pre-orders for Assassin's Creed 3 for Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, and GameStop, and Amazon were all different?
Mm-hmm.
They released a bundle. You have all that shit
$5.
For $5. And you're like, wow, that's gay.
So now that Amazon, Walmart, and Best Buy, especially with their pre-order bonuses, have been having better ones than GameStop recently, which I've noticed. It used to be GameStop had better ones.
Yeah.
People have not been going to GameStop as much, it seems. And they're more willing to skip GameStop to go to another store that's not centric on games.
It's such a pain in the ass going to GameStop.
Well,
even though they're fucking everywhere.
It becomes dangerous to go into a store that knows what they're talking about.
No, but they don't.
But they don't.
They don't.
That's why I'm saying it's a pain in the ass to go to GameStop.
They don't, but they know how to talk to you about it.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Not us.
Especially when they're...
Not us.
Not people who know what is actually going on.
Not, like, yeah, okay. Not us. Okay, they don't know how to talk to us.
A few weeks ago, the three of us were in there looking at games, and one of the guys was talking about what the new Xbox was going to look like. Like, they had already released it.
Yeah, he was speaking as it was fact.
Yeah.
Was I there?
Yeah, you were.
I must have been fucking gone, dude.
I think you were holding in a poop.
Probably.
You were crop dusting the whole building.
I didn't notice it either until Rick brought it up to me. And then I started listening, and I was like, the entire thing is speculation. We don't even know if they're, like, we don't officially know. I mean, it's obvious. We can make a very well-educated guess that they're making it, we don't know anything about it at all. Nothing had been released at the time.
But here's the thing.
Sir, can I see your Microsoft badge?
This guy was taking the stereotypical salesman route. He found a fucking rube who didn't know what was going on, and he took advantage of it by spouting all these rumors as fact. As if Microsoft had the day before said, this is everything we're going to be doing.
And they have pictures, and they sent him actual proof.
And this guy was even going down to like, it's going to be coming out in November.
And that upsets
me. What the fuck are you talking about?
And that upsets me,
though. He said that? Yes. What a douche.
When this GameStop in particular opened up, because I was here for that, they were not like that at all. They were very, like, straightforward.
You know how many management changes they've gone through?
I don't know. I've not been here.
They had that big ginger guy, or the weird ginger guy.
Yeah, that's the guy that hired your roommate.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably just looking for another ginger.
They now have that big fat chick.
The Latin-looking one? Hispanic?
Yeah. Bitch?
She was the one who told me they weren't doing a Dead Space 3 opening, and I told her to
pound sand. No. This is awesome. I have a story for her specifically. And if you listen to our shit, fuck you. All right.
Oh, yeah. The right. Story.
So I called up because I ordered
Assassin's Creed 3.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Online.
I ordered Assassin's Creed 3 online. I got a printout of my receipt. And it says go to your nearest GameStop store and get your aluminum case.
Hold on. I got something to interject real quick. I specifically made sure to go ahead and put it to this specific store so I could go in and be like, hey, I'm going giving you fuckers my money, so you may as well just give it to me. Even though I put it online, you may as well just give it to me because you're getting my money anyway.
All right. So what happened is I called up. This is in the same day. I called up. This before I had a car. I was like 17. And this place is like 4.5 miles away. So I called up, and I'm like, hey.
Way more than that, but go ahead.
Whatever. It's like 7 miles away. It is 7 miles away, actually. I measured it. My car is a meter. It's awesome. So I called him up, and I was like, hey, I got this receipt. I pre-purchased it online. I have full pay. Everything, you know. It says I can come in and grab an aluminum case. Is that okay? Like, you guys have them. She goes, yeah, we have them. Because we have them, but we're not allowed to give them to you.
No, that's not what she said. She said no. She directly said no.
She just said no.
We don't have them.
We don't have them, and no, you can't. I'm like, okay.
The next day.
I'm like, okay, thank you, bye. No, same day.
Same day.
I called my buddies. We ride our bikes down there. 7 miles, whatever. Go down to GameStop. Have Gatorade. Fucking delicious. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I go inside. I walk in a wife beater and glasses because it was fucking hot out. It's like we're in Florida. It was like 98 degrees.
Yep. Satan's ball sack.
So I go inside, and I come up with the printed out receipt. I'm like, hey, I called up earlier, and someone said I could pick up an aluminum case to the chick's face who answered the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize the voice. And she's like, she just, like, freezes, like, turns pale. And I'm, like, 6'2", and she's, like, 4'1".
Yeah, she's quite short.
Yeah.
So she makes up for the lack of height with the width. But
she's like, who told you that? Yeah, if we laid
her back, she'd definitely be taller. But,
she's like, who told you that?
She turns pale white and she goes, who told you that? I'm like, I don't know. I called. They said, yeah, just come on in and pick one up. It's fine.
I don't know no names,
so,
bitch.
So she looks behind her and there's a fucking stack of them. A huge stack of them. She reaches and grabs one, hands it to me, and I'm like, thank you. Smile, glare, walk away.
See, I even told
her. Did you blast a fart on the way out? Take that.
No, I didn't.
I couldn't believe it. But
it was a huge fuck you.
I swear to God,
she was saving them to sell them.
It was obvious. It was obvious that GameStop was saying online that you could pre-order online, go to your local GameStop and pick one up, and then telling their stores, say, hey, you can't give it to these people online.
What's the upside in this?
That just that we got the case.
No, I mean, what's the upside for GameStop?
Oh, I have no clue.
For them saying no, I mean, it seems like she was just trying to save them to sell them or something on eBay. It's just those type of people.
Yeah.
Just, you didn't get an aluminum case? Well, you can buy one for $10.
The first thing I could think of
was to push sales to individual stores rather than online, which I thought of when I pre-ordered. That was the first thing I thought of when I pre-ordered, yeah. And that's why I said it to that specific store, so that we could go and prove to them that I was going to that store to pick it up. I wasn't pre-ordering it online just to have it mailed to me. I was going to freaking drive my happy ass over there and give them my money.
And your ass was not so happy.
No, it wasn't. I was trying to be loyal, I was just trying to secure it, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, it was just kind of annoying because I called up, I pre-ordered it, paid for it in full. It says right there in my receipt that I can pick up a case. They have them. They have them at this date, and the game releases on this date. So I go in. Like, no, I call him up. No, you can't have one. I go in. I was like, yeah, you guys told me I could have one.
In your mind, you're like, bullshit. Let me hop on my bike.
I don't care. I don't care what they say. I have fucking written
consent. I've got documents.
I have written consent from their corporate fucking website. You know?
Yeah.
That's a fucking receipt in my hand.
Yeah, that's why I said documents.
Yeah.
So I have a question about the GameStop closing.
That's probably why, yes.
Do you think that it will be mainly the stores where there are two within a 5-mile radius?
In the thing that I read,
yeah,
it said they're going to push them to other stores nearby.
Which makes sense. Where my brother lives, they have a strip mall outside of the actual mall. They have a GameStop inside the mall.
And one in the strip mall.
And one in the strip mall on the same property. Actually, it has the same freaking basic address.
We're on the same power lines.
Wait, this McDonald's is full? Go to the one across the street.
Oh, it's like Starbucks.
I've not seen Starbucks like that.
It used to be like that. Not so much around here.
I know it's that way more up north where it's hard to cross streets and stuff. They'll be like, oh, you can't cross the street, so we're going to put a Starbucks on this side and a Starbucks on this side. There, now you're happy.
Well, that's like really good New York tactics. You're really afraid to cross the street? We got a Starbucks over here for you.
Like, yeah, no, fuck that side of the street. We got you over here, buddy. Don't cross. You're good.
See, and to be totally honest, I could see them closing the ones inside malls so that they can do more midnight releases. But at the same time, as midnight releases are on their way out, I could see them closing.
Malls are going out,
but they're not even doing midnight releases for the games I want to fucking buy anymore. Dead Space 3.
They seem to be only doing midnight releases for multiplayer games.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
And Assassin's Creed.
But
Assassin's Creed has multiplayer.
Yeah, it does have multiplayer.
But it's not a strong multiplayer at all.
Single player either.
We didn't know that at the time.
I don't know, man. I've got mixed feelings about Assassin's Creed.
I don't know yet. I haven't finished it.
But, I mean, slacker. I had to go to Walmart to get Dead Space.
That's a pretty good story in itself.
On opening day. That is a pretty good story. You should probably tell it.
We went into Walmart. It's 11:50.
You weren't picking up the game.
No, I wasn't picking up the game, but you were, and I was with you. About 11:50, and in about 10 minutes, the game's going to come out. So we're like, all right, well, we're going to wait. We just kind of walk around.
And we about expect 10 minutes, someone to, you know, come out. And
be unstocking like, it or being all like,
all right, it's midnight, come by, I'll guys. Throw this out.
Yeah. So it gets to be about 12:15, and we're like, all right, well, maybe we should ask somebody. And you're like, you were like, well, I don't think they're going to do it tonight. We should go.
No, I told you to work your magic.
Oh, yeah, work your magic. So I walk up, and I go, do you guys have any Dead Space 3 in stock? And the lady's like, is that a movie or a game?
Like, game?
You're stocking this. I go, it's a video game. She walked all the way over to the shelves where the shit's supposed to go. She goes, no, it's not up here. I don't think we have it. And I go, pretty positive it's in the boxes.
Which we'd actually walked by these boxes and tried to look at the labels to see what was in them.
But all it said was time-sensitive stuff, whatever it was.
Anyway, so yeah. she digs to the bottom of the boxes, which happened to be movies. And she, at the very bottom, she just rips one out. Dead Space. She goes, which console? Dead Space 3. Hands it to you.
No, which console?
Or Xbox.
There you go.
Wow. Did I say PS3?
No, you said Dead Space 3.
Yeah. Should be a console. I'm a little tired tonight. You go ahead and check out whatever. Next day, I go in, and I'm not with you. I'm with her. And I go up there, and to my surprise, Walmart. It's not up in stock. They don't even have a fucking sticker for it. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I go up and I go, do you guys have any Dead Space 3 in stock? And this is a different person. The guy's like, no. No, there's not even anything up here for it. Did it even come out yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, it came out last night. He goes, well, we don't have it. It's not in stock.
Like, yeah, you do.
And I'm like,
you do have it, sir.
I'm like, it's behind your counter on the floor. I looked at him, I go, it's behind your counter on the floor. So he just kind of stares at me blank, thinks about it for a second, and walks behind his counter, looks on the floor, and there's a fucking box.
Lo and behold.
He looks down on the floor, looks at the box, looks back at me, confused, walks by again, picks it up, and he's like, what console?
Here's what bothers me. How come it seems like no one knows what the fuck they're doing anymore?
Because they don't want to give jobs to us.
I mean, we have jobs. Not doing anything that
jobs
we're interested
in. Jobs that they could
probably do. But, like, fucking GameStop.
I don't think people
know what the fuck they're doing. You go into Walmart, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Everywhere you go, even Best Buy. They're supposed to be fucking knowledgeable, right? Hey, do you guys have this? What is it? Really?
What do you mean, what is it? Like, why do you work here?
What department do you work in? You know, video cameras. Yeah, the thing I want is a fucking video camera. Where is it?
I don't know if we have that.
How can you not? What's your fucking job, dude? Video cameras.
Define your job. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one thing I saw on Reddit, actually. They were talking about how people at Radio Shack don't seem to know anything anymore.
Who goes to Radio? I go to Radio Shack.
Yeah, I just came out of Radio Shack today.
Yeah,
but the thing is, I stopped myself. The thing is, it's a small store. You don't need to hire. It's a lot easier to find one or two people that know what they're doing.
Three people work at our Radio Shack.
And they've been there for like 10 years.
Rather than finding 25 to 50 people who know what they're doing. It's much easier to find two people. So why are Radio Shacks having an issue with that?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a mix between finding somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about and educating these type of people who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Is this really easy for me? Because I came into my job right now not knowing anything about what I'm looking at, except for, yeah, well, that's obviously that, and this is obviously this.
Common sense.
Yeah, like, that's rhetorical. It's fucking right there in front of you. I can see that. And then you start learning the fucking deeper stuff. It should be the same for everything.
Yeah, that's another reason I'm fucking
like,
pissed off.
When you start doing stock and stuff in Best Buy and Radio Shack, you should know what you have in stock.
Well, I mean, I had an interview with Best Buy a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I fucking went through all these questions. They were interviewing me for the gaming whatever department. They're asking me all these questions. I'm answering them. They're like, okay, you seem to know what you're doing. This is really good. We'll hopefully give you a call back within a couple weeks or a couple days. It's fucking months later now, nothing. So fuck you, Best Buy. Eat shit.
You could have hired someone who knew
what they were talking about. Or at least more so than any other dipshit you have there. But no, I'm not good enough. So I didn't score high enough on their stupid personality test or some bullshit like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, those are proven to not actually mean anything. Like, the way that they take them, they make sense, but the way that they use them, they don't use them in the way that they're meant to be. And I know this because my dad's in psychology. And he was going behind what the purpose of those tests are. And they're the aptitude tests. They're not necessarily for businesses. They're for the people taking it to know what their aptitudes are to be able to expand on those, not for the businesses to take advantage of their aptitudes. And that's why they're ineffective.
I just don't like it.
I don't like spending 20 minutes in front of a stupid multi-question.
Why I didn't have to, why I'm glad I didn't have to do that for.
Wow.
What?
Name dropping.
You can beep it out.
It was a legit interview. Like, I was sitting there and the guy was reading the questions from a piece of paper.
Did you have to take the test on your application?
Yeah, I did that stupid ass online one. Like, if someone is stealing,
that's where they got it from. Like, it's in front of him what your results were.
Well, there's that. And then he was asking me more questions. Like, what if someone on the team... What's one thing you don't like about working on a team? What's one thing you do like about working on a team? Well, why don't you like that about working on a team?
Describe working on a team.
Stupid shit. Working on a team. Oh, yeah. A bunch of other people get together and we work for a common goal. Yay. Team Best Buy. Mm-hmm. Fuck off. I'm done with that. Let's move on.
All right. Let's go on to another juicy one, actually. Valve has layoffs. Now, we hear of layoffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But not from Valve.
No.
Normally, when developers do layoffs, it's because they're closing off projects. They're cleaning up a little bit at front, like the excess that they don't need. Consolidating.
Or EA just being money whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Activision.
And
I mean, it works either way.
But
same thing.
No. We weren't. That's what my initial thought was that they're finishing up on the Steam box. They're cleaning up because they fired from their hardware development and their Android app development departments.
But those motherfuckers were always hiring. Whenever they found someone who they thought was really talented or intelligent or, you know, good at whatever they
did. We're going to pay you.
Yeah, it's like, you know what you're doing. We want you to do that with us. And boom, hire. It's not like they were ever like, hey, we're looking for people. You put an application into Valve, and oh, look at
this. It's kind of like the we're always
resume.
So I'm assuming that this time, they're probably like every other company, always moving assets around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always getting rid of people, always hiring new people. I just think that this time they probably did more than what would typically happen.
Well, they only got rid of like 25 people,
which is probably more than normal. They probably only let go of maybe like 2 or 3 people at a time.
Yeah.
And then, so someone picked up on it. They decided to say, hey, this is what's happening. And then it went everywhere.
Well, it all started with that tweet.
With the she was the head of the...
I don't remember her name, but she was in the hardware department.
Yeah. I forget her name, too.
It was Jen something.
Was it Jen?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a Jen in there.
Anyway.
Bruce Jenner. It was Bruce Jenner.
Anyway, there was a tweet from one of them that one of the former employees now that she got fired today, and everyone basically speculated that they're cleaning up, like I did, and just typical developer things. It didn't bother me at all, just whatever. And then gave no response, saying, yes, we are making changes, but nothing is canceled. Because a lot of people were saying the Steambox was canceled.
You know what, though? Like I said, I'm saying before, you really come to think, it is a company just like any other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have lazy employees, and sometimes you have people who just don't work.
Or just sometimes they just do don't fit. Right.
Yeah, they just don't work with everyone exactly. else correctly. And I'm pretty sure they've done plenty of moving people around, seeing what they can do, and whatever. You know,
that's the point that I was going to go
into. Just
the point
where it's just a basic company.
Well, Valve is a very open company. They don't have a rigid structure.
No.
You know, I actually, I watched the video of Gabe Newell talking at UT, which, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. I'll link it in the podcast. You didn't see it, but you said you wanted to.
Yep.
In that, he talks about how, at Valve, there's no office. And there's no cubicles. You, like, I think all their desks have wheels or some shit like that, and you can just go up, start working with people that you work well with, or you're working with at the time, you're all working on the same project or whatever, and you could work on whatever you wanted to work on. So
as long as you're working on it.
Yeah, as long as you're doing something, you know? can't sit in there jerking your dick all day.
You can, but as long as you're doing something productive. And
maybe they're one of the people who got fired.
So one of the theories that I came up with after saying that, people were like, oh, well, you know this is because the Steam Box wasn't received well. People just kind of blew it off, all this other stuff.
It's a product that isn't out yet.
But the thing that I say is he never leads you astray. He says what he means and means what he says. Always. Or if there were no changes, if there are no projects canceled, the Steam Box is still in development. They probably just didn't like how it was being developed, so they're probably redoing it.
The thing is it seems like he's not afraid. He can walk up to you and say, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, he's a very ballsy man.
That's not happening. And everyone's going to be like, that's bullshit.
Well, I can say he's really ballsy because I remember when he was talking about the new Steam security, he basically said to the entire world, go ahead, try to hack my account and see what happens.
I mean, that's faith in your product.
So, like he's a ballsy man.
What the fuck was that one thing? LifeLock. Remember that?
Yeah, where he posts his social security on the side of his car.
Yeah, or on side of buses and shit like that in the ads. He's like, yeah, we're going to protect your information, blah, blah, blah. See, here's my social security number, and he's had his identity stolen like 30 fucking times.
Has he?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's like, okay, well, that's misplaced faith in your product. Good job, dude. But, I mean, yeah. Gabe.
Yeah.
Gaben.
I hate that.
So do I, but, you know.
I hate it.
Maybe it's Gaben.
I like Gaben better.
I like Gaben. But yeah, he explicitly said it's not because of Steam, it's not because of Linux, it's not because of anything. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say that it's not because of Half-Life 3. They stopped working on Half-Life 3, fired a bunch of people.
Oh my god, the other day Valve posted a picture on Facebook. It had three dots and a nine beside of it.
I know, I saw
it. And people were like, three? I don't know how they got that.
No, people go nuts for that shit, and they will invent ways for it to make sense.
Yeah.
Like, no, see? That's a nine. What's nine squared? Or square root of nine? Three.
The
thing Half-Life is, 3 confirmed.
The thing is... what's nine divided by three? Three.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Did you see the one thing that 4chan posted?
Maybe.
It was ridiculous. It was, the Pope has stepped down. He was the 111th Pope. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3.
Half-Life 3 confirmed.
The Illuminati. Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yeah, I did see that one.
And I'm like, what? What?
I think my favorite thing about the Pope was,
his hat.
No. the little comic. Oh, yeah. I don't want to be Pope anymore. I quit. And then Jesus, you can do that?
Yay. I just have to say about the like, that's funny and all, but like, I just have to say that people who actually look into that, they're freaking ignorant as hell.
The Half-Life 3 stuff?
No, the Pope stuff.
So I don't fucking know.
Yes.
No, they're like, I'm not going into that. They don't know anything about it.
Yeah, this isn't a religious podcast.
It's not a religion, nor is it a politics podcast.
No, it's not.
That's anyway. Where people do not have friendships anymore.
Yes, you're right.
That's the equivalent of playing Mario Party. Want to ruin a friendship? Talk about politics, religion, or play Mario Party.
Well, no. I can say we've hit a good 2 out of 3 right now, and I don't think about striking the third nerve. Because we've came to a decent conclusion on politics. We've all discussed it. Yeah. We've came to a decent conclusion on religion. I believe what I believe, you believe what you believe, she believes what she believes. We're all fine with that, whatever. But I think if we play Mario Party, we might just start killing people.
Yeah. I don't think we will, but whatever.
Yeah, see, I almost brought that up one time. Like, hey, why don't we just play some Mario Party? That'd be funny to record, right? Then I was like, nah.
Then I came to the conclusion, I don't want to hate you.
I don't want to be mad at you and hate you. And
why do you press A faster than me?
I don't want to break things that aren't mine. I don't want to break things that are mine. It's just all around.
I just don't
want to
break things.
Yeah.
Including you.
Yeah.
So going back to Valve layoff,
look at you trying to swing it back around.
No, I just thought of this, actually. I just kind of, like, phoned off into space. I was like, wait a minute. I have something to say. I have everything to say.
Speaking of Valve.
Anyway, I like how everyone tries to read into all of it. Like, they like I said, with Gabe saying, Half-Life. No, we're not canceling anything. Half-Life is still saying, oh, Steambox is canceled. No, are you not listening?
Half-Life is such a good game, though, that I'm riding the bandwagon for when's it coming out?
It's been too goddamn long.
That's not even what I'm talking about, though. No. I don't understand why people are so into the speculation, reading into things so much that they lose all sense of logic.
It's mostly Half-Life 3.
But they weren't even talking about Half-Life 3. They were talking about Steambox when they were talking about that.
I mean, I didn't see a lot of the complaining or worrying. I keep going back to all the shit that I see about Half-Life 3 and people reading into stuff, like when Steam does their sales.
Oh.
And they do the little story behind the...
Yeah.
Navigation and all that shit. People always find ways to link that to a Half-Life 3...
In the making. Well,
of course you're going to be able to do that. If you extrapolate things out enough, you can find anything. That's why, like, conspiracy theories...
You know what, though? That's got to be a huge fucking confidence booster for them. Like, people they still think it's coming out. Really? That's awesome.
Do you think we'll see it in our lifetime?
We're only in or around our 20s.
Do you think we'll see any game with a 3 after it? From Valve, ever?
From Valve.
I think they could do another trio and be like Half-Life 3, Team Fortress 3, and a couple of their other games that are all 2s. Portal 3.
Left 4 Dead 3.
We talked about this before. Not on a podcast, but we talked about this.
Yeah.
I think they could do that. I hope it doesn't become a another Duke Nukem Forever disaster.
Which actually may be why they may never do a Half-Life 3, to be totally honest.
That would be so dumb.
It would be so dumb. It's a lot of story that's still left open. But
at the same time, it's not dumb, because if they do potentially release something like that, everything about them could potentially go down the drain.
They could ruin themselves with this.
I don't know.
I think it's a possible chance, even if they do release the 3 and it is awesome, it could still end up like Assassin's Creed 3. Still have that what the fuck ending. You know?
So don't end it. Keep it going. Be like, oh no, don't worry. Half-Life 4. In 20 years.
So you're saying, like, keep it going until people just forget about it? And forget then you just safely lay it to rest?
Yeah. Well, I mean, fucking, that reminds me, though. Gearbox. They're on a roller coaster, man.
An up one or a down one?
Well, roller coaster, up and down.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, Duke Nukem reminded me of it. They took over Duke Nukem Forever just to fucking get it out there and be like, the joke's over, it's done, it's in your hands, boom.
Yeah.
There it is. And that was a steaming pile of shit. And then they came back and they're like, hey, look, Borderlands 2. Borderlands 2 is really good, really fun. And then they go back down with what we have now.
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Which
they're really hit or miss.
They're extremely hit or miss.
Like, to the, like, literal, like, polar ends.
Like, what I was saying about that Ubisoft developer, I think Gearbox is worse.
Like, they either have the exceptionally...
Like, AAA.
Like, the...
Accolades across the board.
Game of the Year, whatever award you could give it.
And then the pile of shit
award. It's kind
of
like never touch it.
Scratch and sniff doo-doo sticker on it.
It's kind of like a wall of ratings. Your very left is 1, very right is 10.
They've got 1s and 10s all over the place.
And they're just going to shoot a shotgun.
Nothing in between.
And those points that the pellets hit are their ratings for any game. And it's really hit or miss.
But... a person that we know was super excited about Colonial Marines and had it pre-ordered and paid off and all that shit.
Who's that?
I guess we'll cut this part out.
Just cut it out.
Ah, oh, of course he was.
See, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to bleep the name out and keep that. Because that's great right there.
So, why would you even think that game was going to be good?
No, it looked like it may have had promise.
I hope he listens to this, and I hope, I hope he understands he's going to get a talking too soon.
It had a good basis, but if it's been in development for so long, you should have learned with Duke Nukem. If it's been in development for so long, just give it up. Just give it up.
Well, no, after all that work, you can't let it go unreleased.
So
I'd rather have a failure.
It was like the day after, and all the reviews had come in, and I saw just how poorly it was received. So I went up to him, and I was like, hey, man, you were getting Aliens, right? And he goes, yeah, yeah, I'm super excited. I got it paid off. I'm just going to go get it. Like, yeah, you know it was, like, super shitty, apparently, don't you? What? Yeah, it got, like, ones and twos across the board, man. It was horribly received. It's broken and all kinds of shit. And he's like, oh. No, I'll still play it, though. I'm sure it'll be good. And I'm like,
what? That's like what... Okay, we can bleep this thing out, too. That's like what said about freaking Resident Evil 6 and how it was, like, mildly received, and I was like, I don't know if you're gonna like it. She's like, no, I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna like it a lot. And then she sits there and she's like, oh, I like the gameplay, but the story sucked. I was like, that's what I told you.
Which
something about me telling you something and you not listening that I just need to get there.
Like reviews.
I mean, I've been putting markers on where we need to cut out.
Okay.
General areas.
I know a lot of people look at reviews and they're like, no, that's just what they think. I'll make my own opinion. Which, to an extent, yeah.
But
I mean, the way that I look at reviews is I will take this, I will take the information from it and use it accordingly. I'm not going to look at their word as God and buy this, don't buy this.
Which, what I find very useful with that is to know who's writing the review. That's why I got so deep into Game Informer.
When it comes to me being skeptical.
I got to understand how each of the people that the editors think. So when I read what they're writing, I know where they're coming from because I know what their before opinions were.
Well, that, and you can find people with similar tastes and interests to you and be right. Like, okay, well, this dude usually likes the same shit that I like, so.
So I'm going to take his word over others.
One thing about that is I'm a diverse gamer, so if I'm really skeptical about a review, I'm going to look for somebody who's already played it. If I'm skeptical about the game, but I'm more skeptical about the review.
Well, that was like me with Deus Ex.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would like to find somebody who's played it and who has it if I can try it out before I drop $60 on it, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people saying it's a terrible game. But me personally, I'm like, I like those games.
Like, what do you mean terrible?
Those I mean, fun. I know you think it's terrible because it has aliens. But I like those types of games. So, let's,
Aliens.
Oh, aliens. Yeah, so let's give it a try, you know, see how it is. And, you know, you find a happy medium. Sometimes I like it, sometimes, yeah, they were right. Fucking bad game. Bad game.
Yeah, I've been there before. Do we have anything else on the
On
the list? We went through it all?
Yep.
I'm surprised we managed to fit all that in within an hour.
I think that's just about around about, but we're going to be cutting about 5 minutes out.
No, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Like 2 minutes. Including this.
You guys are fucking weird.
All right, so... thanks for listening.
Yep.
This is second Ignorant Gamer Podcast.
But the first official. One.
First official.
Jinx.
But it's
fuck you, Jinx.
Yeah, fuck you, asshole.
Whoa! That was aggressive.
That was aggressive. I like it.
Fuck you, Jinx, bitch.
She's got spunk.
Motherfucker. Anyway, outro.
But that will have a number 2 next to it.
Okay.
IG Podcast, number 2, official 1. I'm Joey.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm a Celestian Greenback speaker.
And or Rick.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.